Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Here we go. It's hour number one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan right here on a Thursday. I hope you're having a fantastic day. General at your service. Lots of breaking Cowboys news once again. 75 and Fitzhugh. There's Brian Broaddus and Lucius Alexander. Is Jeff having technical difficulty still?
It sounds like they're working on it right now. So we'll just kind of keep abreast of what's going on. But
okay. I'm sure he's on his
way. He's on his way to the studio. Lucius just popped in. Yeah.
Okay.
So
all right.
He's heading our way here.
All right. It happens. He's at JC1053 on Twitter. Jeff Kavanaugh. That's where you'll have to get his content for now. But I bet he'll be checking in somewhere in the middle of the second segment, perhaps even before the G-Bag of the day. But along with you, we are the G-Bag Nation. Jerry Jones on Don Terry Poe. What'd you think about that, Brian? Calling him. Yeah, he's just heavy. Wasn't getting back in shape.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, though, and as we go through all the unnamed sources, and I know I was talking about Jerry and talking about Chris Mortensen, congratulations, Mr. Jones, putting your name on that, getting Chris Mortensen to report it. So I think that's a, you know, if that's how you feel about the player, you know, good for you. And, you know, if that's everything about it, yeah, you felt like he was out of shape and 300-pound linemen were pushing him around and all that, if the performance wasn't good enough, I'm glad you put your name on it, sir.
Yeah, I said when you're 30 pounds overweight and you're not doing anything about what's keeping you from performing well on the field, there's no reason to get into the other stuff.
Yeah
he was asked if Don Terry's position on taking a knee during the anthem had anything to do with his release. And Jerry said, I understand your question. We have a platform, but the platform on the football field has a high standard, and Poe was not up to the standard. He needed to correct that, and he did not. I'm going to leave it at that. I think it was Adam Schefter with the report that his injury last year in Carolina, he just never felt right, never got back to the guy that he was physically.
Yeah, there's all kinds of things that people are talking about with him. Did he really want to be here? Was the scheme bad for him? I mean, there's just when a guy leaves, you start to hear all the unpacking when you talk to people about it, and they're like, well, you know, the guy, they're like, hey, Broaddus, you watch the tape, you see it. I'm like, yeah, a lot of people watch the tape. And he goes, well, what'd you guys see? And, you know, you see a guy standing up, playing high, getting turned, getting moved. You know, he's a 330-pound man. And you're like, yeah, but can you see his heart? Can you see, was his heart really into it? Was he really into getting into those linemen? And was he really into, you know, getting rid of them and making plays and all that? And I'm like, you know, no. And I don't think that's a sour grapes thing. I think that's a thing where people are saying, you know what, we misevaluated the guy. You know, we really did misevaluate this player.
Well, and he struggled last year in Carolina at times, didn't he?
He did, absolutely. And, you know, and there were times where when you watch both, you know, him and McCoy play, you felt like that McCoy was a half step slow, and then Don Terry Poe didn't have that power and the range that he once had. He used to be a guy that could play outside the tackle box. And when I mean that, if you think about the offensive line from tackle to tackle, you know, getting outside that area, not just being a guy in the middle where the grass is dying under his feet. I mean, he was able to get outside, and we just haven't seen that from him at all this season.
Well, tough, but pretty direct criticism from Jerry Jones there that you rarely see. I think COVID could have had something to do with it. The injury, getting old, being on the other side of 30 and adding weight and thinking I'm just going to take it off now, it doesn't go that way. All those things could have happened. But, you know, he had a meeting with Jerry Jones before the season. They said they had an understanding. So I thought it wasn't a factor. I can't rule out, though, that Don Terry didn't want to be here. But I think if you're coming to the Cowboys, you know who Jerry Jones is. And I don't think Jerry really moved all in a negative way on that. If anything, he gave ground from previous positions. So I don't know. I think Don Terry just got out of shape, and maybe for a combination of reasons at most, he couldn't find the motivation to get back in shape.
Yeah, his tape was just not – it's not the type that you would evaluate that you've seen from him in the past. And you're right about weight, age, scheme. I mean, there's a lot of things that you could factor in here.
Okay, it is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. A ton going on with the Cowboys. Mike Fisher's going to join us at 3:20, give his reports and his insights. You have Brian Broaddus' daily content here coming up at 2:40. Going to continue to take a look at the Eagles?
Tomorrow I'm not going to be with you, so I thought I'd move the sports mix up. I've got some really good questions for you and Jeff that I think that you guys need to help me out with, and it's going to be an interesting few topics for you guys to dive into.
Very, very good. Thursday night football tonight. Christian McCaffrey is out for the Panthers and Falcons there in Carolina. If you do tune in and you're like, wow, these teams aren't good, remember, the Cowboys are worse. You know, no matter how bad they look. Sometimes it's hard to be objective about it because you're in the game and you're kind of living and breathing and you're pulling for a result really hard. Just keep in mind, these teams are worse. No matter how crappy these teams go out and look tonight, defensively or offensively, the Cowboys will likely go out and play worse on both sides of the ball. You're looking at a probable 200-yard rushing game by the Eagles, and the Cowboys, I am betting, Jeff, will be in single digits.
Yeah.
How you feeling? Since you're off tomorrow, let's start with a Brian Broaddus prediction here. How you feeling about tomorrow?
No, I like the direction you were going about trying to beat the Eagles. Those are the types of things. If you're going to win one or two games and it's against them, by all means, you know, count me in for that. But I think that everything that you just talked about, the picture you painted, the rushing defense, you know, what's going to happen at quarterback. I mean, there's so many things that you can dive into that are going to have to go the right way for the Cowboys. And even when they've had some of their players back, it hasn't gone the right way. I think they are what they are. I do worry about this game as far as Ben DiNucci. But I have the Eagles 27, the Cowboys 13 in this one.
Okay, you got Michael Gallup news with the morning news report today that he is not amongst the players who are available in trade, if you were wondering about that.
Yeah.
We've covered it. I think it makes a lot of sense to wait one more year. You know, I think with Amari Cooper's contract situation, you can see if Amari's going to hang on and be a real superstar or if the injuries are going to drag him down. At the end of 2021, Gallup's going to be due for a contract, and Amari Cooper's going to be in a situation where you could trade him, release him, or just keep going into the future on basically an unguaranteed contract. So you have a lot of flexibility. I could see where you're thinking, we have too many receivers. We need to make the defense click. But as broad just reported 2 days ago right here in the Nation, if all he's worth is a second rounder, Michael Gallup is going to help you win more in your passing game than that second rounder is going to fix your defense.
Well, yeah, General, is actually worse than that. It was a third rounder. I was several teams. And, you know, you're in a situation where if you were to let him go and he were to sign, you would get a third round back, but you would get it back the next year, the following year. You'd have to wait to get that pick. So, yeah, I was very interested. I was surprised, General, because I reached out to several of my top flight guys around the league, and I'm like, what do you get for Michael Gallup? And it was, you know, a third, a third, a third, and that's nobody shocking. Ever went. I go, can I get a two? And they're like, no, you really can't. And so people see him a lot differently than what we do.
Okay, well, maybe he'll
continue to produce. And not to say they're right. Not to say they're right, but, you know.
That's the market. Yeah, you know, you got to deal in reality.
Right.
You know, the other thing about the story, though, is you look at how he is not producing here in the last couple of weeks. So is it back-to-back zeros? But that's quarterback and
quarterback,
offensive line.
Yeah, that's
we saw early in the year when Martin was in, when Tyron was in, all three of those wide receivers can eat at the same time.
Yeah, that I think the quarterback is the biggest problem. The last 2 weeks, it's been unfortunate for him.
Okay, the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text is off and running here. At 877-881-1053, 254, Gallup for a first, is it worth it? Yeah, I wouldn't even do it. Oh, I'd ask you for more.
See, that's,
but Broaddus is saying they wouldn't even give a three.
That's what I was trying to think about. Okay, the Packers are a team, and by the way, Don Terry Poe can end up in Green Bay. I'm just going to let you know that a little what I'm hearing. But the thing is, I thought that you could force Green Bay. If Seattle would have gotten Antonio Brown, I think that would have forced Green Bay to have to go get a receiver too. And so that was my path to maybe get the late one, But, man, my guys are like, Broadus, no, you ain't getting a late one for that kid. I'm like, a two? No, you ain't getting it. I'm like, okay, now I don't want to talk about this anymore. So your plan of keeping things together and then allowing and see what the flexibility with Amari Cooper is, I think is the right avenue for this team right now.
432 says, please bring up trading Zeke. The trade deadline is next Wednesday. We're going to talk about all the main players and the trade possibilities. And to reset that, it's very difficult to get any value right now for Zeke because he's already paid. He's at the beginning of the contract. So a team would have to give up a high pick. I know you want a high pick back for Zeke, but they wouldn't be willing to give it up.
No.
Because they got to pay the running back. So maybe trading Zeke could come into the picture a year or two down the road, but now the contract's still too young.
I'm not a great guy with numbers, but that's a huge cap hit, too, on a trade with what's left on that contract. Yeah. And so that's something you definitely want to not have to deal with.
Yeah, on the Cowboys' end, you have to, you know, restructure things and make room to clear all that guaranteed salary off. It gets complicated, but very undoable is the short answer. Stars News, Dallas Stars News. They're bringing back the coach, Rick Bonus.
Like it. I like it. You know, and I felt like, though, he managed the team well, the ups and downs that they had during the season. I think that he's going to be able to they're going to adapt to his style. I thought the playoff hockey, it will give us an idea of how he's going to manage things. Everybody that had that bubble experience, I feel like is going to make them better going forward. I'm happy that he's back behind the bench.
You never know what kind of guy's going to click with your team, and Rick Bonus was a former head coach. It looked like his time might have gone by, but he had the ability to hit those buttons that other coaches didn't.
He did. He had, you know, that's the great thing about these hockey players. They will play through extreme pain. They'll give it. They'll lay it out for everybody. They laid it out for that guy. They laid it out for each other. So good to have him back.
What do you think of the bold new Dallas Stars jersey, though? Pretty cool how it captures the skyline color scheme.
I was gonna get into that with the sports mix a little bit.
Let's hold that one for you. Hold that 240 coming up here in the G Bag Nation. Well, and if that's the case, I look up at the clock, Lucius, and I realize, you know, we're not up for a break. We have time for 60 seconds on soccer. Let's do it. And a congrats to Christian Pulisic for scoring in Chelsea's Champions League group stage meeting against Krasnodar. The Blues had drawn their last three matches in all competitions. This was an easy one, but Pulisic scores, part of a 4-0 victory. And Pulisic once again fit and in form for the Blues. It was his fourth career Champions League goal. Ties him with DeMarcus Beasley, most ever in all Champions League games for an American-born player.
I'll tell you what, that Pulisic, it's impressive. We just need more like him, you know, and we'll get this international soccer. You get the United States going again, and hopefully, you know, we could take advantage, you know, as we see players like that have success. Maybe more teams overseas will take more opportunity to grab some of our players and give them that experience.
Oh yeah, there's more American players in top clubs like Pulisic.
It seems like the Bundesliga kind of likes to kind of grab a guy here or there. So hopefully that's the case as we go forward.
Claudio Reyna, Serginho Des just signed with Barcelona a couple of weeks ago, debuted with them.
How about Barcelona? So they get rid of all their front office, the president, everybody, the board of directors. What they did to go out there and find a way to win. Good job for them.
Yes, salute to them. And you mentioned the U.S. getting back to international competition. Their first game back is in a couple of weeks. It'll be the first time in a while where you get to see a lot of these young players come together. The big question right now going into World Cup 2022, they need a forward. You know, they're wondering, hey, we got the wings covered. We got a lot of good midfielders, good defenders, maybe a golden generation of American players, but who's going to be up there to knock them on in? Okay, we are approaching the end of Flagtober here in a week or so. This is the first time we've been able to send them anywhere. You don't have to leave your house to get a 2020 flag. Just jump onto 105thefan.com/Flagtober. It's presented by Kingsville Beer, and the proceeds benefit the Sons of the Flag, which supports burn survivors, veterans, and first responders. Again, 105thefan.com/Flagtober. All right, you heard Brada say the sports mix coming up in his daily content, coming up there at 2:40. We have the G-Bag of the Day at 2:30. John Harbaugh on how Dez's first practice win is next in the nation. Welcome back, Nation. Segment is brought to you by Rubin and Associates. If you're drowning in debt, call our guy Mark Rubin at 1-800-LAWYERS. Mark will talk with you personally. Take control of your debt. Eliminate your stress and allow you to live life again. Starts with a simple, confidential phone call to Mark Rubin. 1-800-LAWYERS, Rubin and Associates there at 1-800-LAWYERS. We have the G-Bag of the Day coming up here at 2:30. Flagtober continues at 105 through thefan.com/Flagtober. $27 will send it anywhere in America. Okay, John Harbaugh was talking, Dez, and it's pretty much the exact thing Broadus told us yesterday after talking to his sources shortly after Ravens practice. Harbaugh says it's very simple. We'll just see where he's at. Hasn't played for how many years, so we'll see where he's at. There's a lot to learn. He looked good in the workout, though. I don't think you need to make too much of it other than that. He's on our practice squad roster, which means he's available, so when and if he's ready to go, he'll be out there. It's just really that simple. Does he still have the juice? Does he still have the Dez bounce? That's all I got to know. And if he's got the Dez bounce, he's going to score, and he's going to put on a show, Brian.
Yeah, and I'm glad to hear Coach talk about him that way. I think everybody is – it's not being cautiously optimistic, but, you know, they've got some banged-up receivers there. And the one thing Dez will bring to practice is he'll bring some juice. And, you know, not that the Ravens don't need any juice, because they've got a bunch of nice players that are running around on that field. But I think what he'll do is he'll go in there and he really does appreciate the opportunity. I think that's the biggest thing, is that whatever they ask him to do, you know, if he has to play Claypool for the Steelers this week and line up and play motion and catch balls and be physical, he's going to do all that. So we've learned this about the COVID practice squad. It is a holding spot. Once they kind of get you acclimated, get you ready, get you in shape, get your mind right, you know, they'll bring you up, and I think that Dez Bryant will be up before long here.
Well, I'm glad he gets the opportunity to go be there in a practice in a football environment. If nothing else, I think this is awesome for Dez.
And he is so happy. Yeah,
we'll see if he can make some plays. Hey, Lucius, you got that moment from the Cowboys coach's press conference earlier with Mike McCarthy?
Yeah, absolutely. Hold on one second, there, my man Dawson.
Do you want that for the G Bag of the Day?
Yeah, we can play it again. Though I mean, it's that good.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you want a little piece of it? You can get a piece of it now. Then we can play it as the last G Bag of the Day when that happens.
Okay.
You know?
That sounds good. I was because we got the cuts today, and I was going through them and listening and looking, and the last one was labeled the question of the day.
It's fire.
Like, okay, what's going on here? Yeah.
You talked about in the past the research and thoughts that you've put into how you structure the practice week, getting back to your time in Green Bay. Given the trend of slow starts, is that something that you take a look at, seeing whether or not you tweak how you structure the practice week? Or is that something that's off the table?
God.
Someone didn't like the question, huh? Or...
I think it was that bad.
That wasn't me. So. Jesus.
Man, it's great stuff right there from McCarthy. He had the perfect reaction to it. It sounds like Jerry, doesn't it? Like Jerry's patched into the conference call somewhere at the start. It's like, God.
I'm going to take a guess.
Okay.
I'll take a guess. You want to guess now, or you want me to guess on the G-Bag?
I want you to guess every segment. It's gold.
I think, I'll tell you what. There's two people I have in mind.
All right.
That's either Todd Archer or that's Nick Eatman.
All right.
I think those are the two guys that are one of those guys that are kind of like, I can see Archer just going, God. You know, what kind of, you know, because, hey, Gelkin is a long-winded guy. He really, really is.
And that's Michael Gelkin?
That's Gelkin asking the question, yeah. But, I mean, Gelkin, he asks good questions, but they like me, they could be really long.
Very professorial, very detailed.
Yeah. Yes.
So I was reading into the research of your practice philosophy. There he is. Jeff Kavanaugh is in the house.
How do I sound?
Come on in.
How do I sound?
Can you hear me, Mad Dog?
Do I sound okay?
Can you hear me?
You sound good.
All right.
You sound good.
Oh,
yeah.
All right. I actually know who it was.
Oh.
It's a little over-modulated, maybe.
Oh, no.
No, he's good now. Don't say that. Why are you doing that? He's
what
fine.
What the hell, bro?
Bro, come on.
He
needs feedback on this.
It's my phone. I don't have controls. There's literally nothing I can do. Whatever you got is what you got.
I got 30 people
here
standing behind me, Dawson, asking about Jeffrey's volume level. Don't do
that. That's not on you. That's not on you. That's on his
it's
end.
Not,
I know Lucy's
it's
literally my phone.
Okay, now he's high. Now he's high.
Oh, he's on his phone.
He yelled. He yelled that time.
So I'm gonna bring it down a level. I'm gonna bring it down a little.
Just keep a nice calm voice. Don't try to get excited about exciting things.
I know who it was.
So I was wrong?
And the said person, you were wrong.
Oh.
Said person has actually been outed and admitted it now.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Mike Leslie.
Deets.
I saw it from Douglas Barraclough. He is the one who broke the scoop. It was Mickey.
Was it?
Oh.
It was Mickey. They said that.
No! But see, he didn't do it like he normally would.
So cantankerous and cranky. Listen to another question.
What kind of question?
And they said that.
Make an excuse. Is there a spin to it?
He had had an open mic for the entire thing. So they're actually spinning it. Douglas and Mickey and Bill Jones are spinning it as, you guys are really fortunate. That's the only time he said anything.
Yeah.
Because he was hot mic for 12 minutes, and that was his only thing that he did.
Is that on him to make sure his mic is muted on his end?
Nothing's on Mickey. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Oh, that's not my fault.
I was just wondering. They got their protocol set up right there.
No, Mickey's been around long enough that you have to get it done for him.
Yeah, he took a lot of L's for the Cowboys. He stood in there and took some bullets for the Cowboys, bro.
You could do is have somebody on his mic. Yeah.
I thought it was Archer. Archer's one of those guys, you ask a question, he'll give you that. Oh, God. What kind of question is that?
I like those type of reactions to questions.
Yeah.
Let me know, am I hitting right? No? All right, cool.
I had a lot of candidates before I knew. I had a lot of people suggesting people to me, too. People were suggesting to me Fisher, Mickey, Archer, Clarence Eatman, Hellman, Michoda.
How could they not hear Mickey in that? That sounds just like Mickey to me.
I thought it was Jerry. I was like, what's Jerry doing listening? Is he that obsessed with what? I mean, Jerry's been so sensitive lately. I thought he was like, man, these guys better not ask any questions on this. I don't like. We're going to get this cleaned up. Let me listen in. God, I can't believe this, Michael Gilkin.
He said, God.
That's what I thought. Yeah. But, yeah, Mickey makes a lot more sense. Just cantankerous and irritated by anybody else's independent thought on what the Cowboys might have going on.
Anybody.
That just drives him crazy. God, just listen to me. I'll get you set straight. Were you there? You weren't there. How could you know? What kind of a question is this? Mickey.
Uh-oh.
He's always making interesting radio about the Cowboys.
Oh, he will. He will.
Yeah.
He'll fight you.
It's usually ticking people off, though.
Oh, yeah. He'll fight you. He fought me during a break for 90 seconds one time. A lot of F-bombs went back and forth on that. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Uh-huh.
214 Dawson needs to ask him to take it outside. Well, you know, I would. We don't have Mickey on anymore, but I'm not afraid to challenge Mickey to take it outside if I feel like he's disrespecting. I think Gelkin actually should be like, Mick, what the hell, bro? Come on, man. I've been cruising around here listening to you disrespect people on the radio for 20 years. This one came right upside my head. What's going on there, Mick?
Or do you want to catch me outside?
Come on, dude. Figure it out, old man. You got a mute button on that device.
We don't know how to use it. Technology is beyond us right now.
Let's do it. It's time now for the G-Bag of the day.
I don't
the
really
best
ever
audio.
Get like,
oh, my bad.
From the world of sports, pop culture, talk radio, and or the internet. We play them all, vote on which one we like the best. That is the G-Bag of the day. And who's the champ, Lucius?
It is RJ Chatterbang, Chatterboards.
Oh, yes, the chartreuse board.
Chartreuse boards.
Yes. Charcuterie.
Charcuterie board. Clearly, I don't know what it is, so I can't make
fun of it. Old man knows.
Yeah, I thought it was just a meat board. With
meat,
all the
meat,
sweet
cheese,
meats.
Yeah, okay. Fig jam, a lot of toast.
I just found out it had a name like this year when my old girl told me, could you pick up a charcuterie board from Tom Thumb?
It's not how you say it.
Charcuterie.
I Googled it. There it is. Yeah.
Mrs. Likes it.
What's the definition?
I've never seen that word in my life.
What's the definition?
Meat.
Assortments of meats, cheeses, breads.
Usually thinly sliced meats with your little cheeses and
grapes. You
know. James. Usually it's honey. On a board, and they bring it out on a piece of wood.
Sounds like I'm Greek. Like I live like a Greek life. There's grapes and meats and crackers and girls serving to me.
It's fancy people stuff. Okay. I'd never heard of it till Amanda.
That's okay. Yeah. That's the French name for a cheese board.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. But then the Google definition says it starts with quality smoked, cured, or cooked meats.
See,
there you go.
My whole life I've called it a meat tray. Therefore, it belong a meat tray.
Meat tray.
Yeah. Here's RJ Choppy trying to pronounce that word.
I don't really ever get like the Italian sub when I go to a sandwich place. Usually ham or turkey, but not really any of the Italian cured meats.
Well, if you use one of those, like if you would use all three of these, right, on one of those cheese coochie thing boards.
What? Charcuterie?
A coochie board? Yeah. What's it called?
Charcuterie?
No, that's not it.
Yes,
no,
that's not. It.
Charcuterie.
Yeah. About getting hair in your food.
God, zero res. Charcuterie board.
Yes. Thank you.
Lord.
You see, all these meats will be on there, and they're so expensive.
To go with the coochie board.
The coochie boards are so expensive to put together.
Coochie boards.
Jeez. Still haven't found the knowledge bomb.
No Sean and RJ, guys.
I tried to look yesterday during like the 4 o'clock. Yeah, then like around 4:45, somebody told me, "No, nah, man, we love the Splash LA. Keep it going."
That was Chi-Chi. Oh, God. So we're going with the knowledge cannonball.
He's playing me.
Yeah.
Can't open
a splash of knowledge for you.
Oh, man.
Who's challenging?
Whew.
RJ Choppy. Chartreuse board.
Hey,
one-time champ.
There's a HOA that is not allowing this woman. Do you guys have a problem with the HOA? Anybody?
Ooh,
no,
I don't
never
have...
had a problem with them. I just ignore all their letters.
Okay,
I got.
I send them $600 a year.
That'll work.
I recently got a handwritten letter that said, "Clean up the crap in the alley. People walk their dogs there." Mm. So I did, and then after that, I got something from the city that was like, "You're in violation," so I had to cut some limbs off of trees. But then I broke my, but then the chain came off of my chainsaw, and so I didn't get to finish. So I'm pretty sure I'm gonna get another.
You
in
the chainsaw? You were?
Well, I have a you know.
You,
pole,
Jeff Cavanaugh, was holding a chainsaw and using it.
I had a pole saw. Yeah, it goes up there. And but then the chain popped off, so I'm gonna get another letter from the city.
Just back up and say, "Yeah, I was using one," and just leave it at that and let the audience be, "All right, Jeff was using the chainsaw."
Very manly of you.
Yeah, very manly.
Big flannel shirt, beard.
I'm protected. I'm
some stout beer. Yeah, so there's the HOA right here that is mad at a lady for having a Halloween display of a pole dancing skeleton.
What I have set up in my front yard is the candy shop. It is modeled after an adult club. There's skeletons in my front yard along with patrons, and every night we change the positions of the skeletons or who's joining, and it's really been a very great creative outlet for me. My neighbors love it. There are a group of people that come by every night around 8 o'clock, and they want to see what the new pose is going to be. And so I have not had any derogatory comments, and I'm out there every night. We turn on the music for about an hour, and then we shut it down at 9 o'clock, and we keep the music pretty low key so it doesn't disturb our neighbors. Well, they asked us to take down our display because it was inappropriate Halloween decor, and that we're a family neighborhood, and that I had 30 days to comply with their request. When I got the letter, I was a little sad. And I thought, okay, I'm going to comply and I'm going to take it down. But then I got so much support off of Facebook. I said, forget it. I'm going to continue to do it.
There you go.
Give him hell, sister.
She changes it every night, like the movie Mannequin. Like, oh, what's going to be today? Oh, it's the other skeleton bent back with the legs holding up. Oh, it's crazy.
Man, they're not people. They're skeletons. Yeah. Sex positions.
So people are upset at the skeletons, but not the... I mean, people are upset at the sexual position, but not the skeletons. We're talking about dead people's bones.
Yeah, a lot of bones
being held
going on
up
here
for your holiday, but you're upset about the sex position. Yeah.
Social norms are weird like that, aren't they?
All right. It's that, not narcolepsy. What's it called when you're into dead people? Necrophilia?
Necromancy or something like that?
You can't be putting up strip displays for Halloween. Oh, look, here's Santa getting tore up.
Yeah, apparently
he deserves it. You know how much work that man put in one day? Yeah. That man deserves it.
Here's Rudolph mounting Santa.
It's weird. Like, I get it for her freedom of speech, and it's her property. Do what you want. I'm just moving. Or I'm like, that lady's so weird. It's like, raunchy sex jokes aren't funny around families and kids. And I've never got the over-sex joke person, like the couple at the poker game who's constant. Everything's a double entendre, and it's so funny. It's like, is everything sex to you? What the crap? I got a four-year-old over here wondering what the stripper skeleton is doing in the suburbs.
Any. They're not getting it. They got to make fun of it at least. You know?
I get it.
They're a married couple. They've been married 25 years. They're not getting it.
Yeah, you are all in. Boo-boo.
They're bringing the neighbors without each other knowing.
Okay, this lady posted on social, though. I saw this story. She said, bleep being good, I'm a bad bee.
Yeah.
I'm the hood Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hood Mona Lisa? She said that, or did you add that?
No, that's her post. Okay. That's her post on Twitter when she sent a link out to this story. Like, she was all acting like, oh, I'm just another lady. I would go to the PTA meetings in this family neighborhood. I don't know why people are so offended. I know why people are offended.
I would be offended if she did not invite me to a party in the neighborhood.
It sounds like a nice party. Like, if you're in your mid-20s or, you know, your 30s and you're kind of social, it's like, wow, this is the cool gal in the neighborhood. For everybody else, it's like, are you kidding me? How did we lose the suburbs lottery to have this gal thinking this is an appropriate Halloween display?
All her son's friends hanging out at the house. Yeah.
one more. Let's go. One more. It's everything that everybody knows. Mickey right here just letting it off during the middle of a long question.
We've talked about in the past the research and thoughts that you've put into how you structure the practice week, getting back to your time in Green Bay. Given the trend of slow starts, is that something that you take a look at, seeing whether or not you tweak how you structure the practice week, or is that something that's off the table?
God.
Someone didn't like the question, huh?
Yeah, that's Mickey. That is Mickey.
That wasn't me. So. Jesus.
Jesus. He said, God.
And then McCarthy hit it with a Jesus.
Yeah.
A great moment indeed. Yeah. A moment that'll live in fan history. Another one involving Mickey Spagnuolo.
Gave up.
Is it Mickey using the Lord's name in vain? So inappropriate. Ooh. I'm offended myself. Mm. Is it the HOA not allowing the woman's Halloween display? Or is it RJ Choppy struggling with the French word for the meat and cheese board? I'll vote Mickey and Gelkin there. How about you guys?
Mickey Spagnuolo just blazing up the charts with this one right here, y'all.
I'm gonna go with Mickey as well.
3-0, Jeff.
I was voting for the coochie board.
There it is, by a score of 3-1.
What is a coochie board? I want to see it.
Well,
send it to my DMs if you got a coochie board.
Does it have smoked clam on it?
Oh,
wow.
You're waking up early. No, you're waking up early, man.
We got the poker game you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, this is an actual. I can't recover from that. I'm just going to moonwalk on back. And here we go. Coming up next, Brian brought us daily content. Where are we going, sir?
Yeah, I promised you guys the sports mix, so we'll do that next.
Well, thank you very much, Lucius. It's time now for Brian Broaddus' daily content. Here he is, Broaddus.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that. Yeah, I'm not going to be with you guys tomorrow, so I just wanted to move up my sports mix because I always enjoy asking you guys questions because your answers are always really, really good, and I just want to get your thoughts on some of these things I'm thinking about right now. So how about if I start with you today, Jeffrey? You sure?
Sure. Come on with it.
All right. Your reason for tanking: draft the future quarterback, draft the best defensive player, captain trade back for more picks.
Oh, yeah. Captain trade down always rides. You know, I'm a by the numbers guy, and by the numbers, trading down works out really well. So, I'm here to get the, top three, top four pick, parlay that bad boy into, let's see here. Who's got a couple of ones? Jacksonville, I take both of their ones. I got to be worse than them, though. We got to do a lot of losing here. Got to get our losing in order. And then Captain Trade-Down's going to ride. Probably try to get you about three picks in the top 50, six or seven in the top 100. And then we are cooking with bacon grease. What is Lucius doing on the fan cam?
That was kind of funny what he was saying. He was
it sounds like somebody's like right up against the microphone scratching on a notepad or... Is there a dog scratching at something?
It might be Jeff's.
Okay, yeah, piece. Jeff's got some stuff going on around your neck.
That's it.
Yeah, that sound right there.
That's
you
it.
You guys not hear that?
Yeah.
Oh, is it the head?
Yeah.
The
it's, whatever's yeah, going on
it's
around
a wire,
your neck.
Yeah, it's a wire.
I forgot this was live. I'm looking right into it.
What if I
oh,
hold
the
him
shirt
out
hitting the mic on the wire?
What if I hold him out
it's,
here?
It's on his. It's rubbing on his.
Okay.
Hoodie.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
Broadcast.
But that shouldn't do anything. There's no mic inside the headphones. They're just earpieces.
I think it's in the cord.
All right. Broadcast.
Broadcast. Here we go.
I don't want to broadcast.
It was one of those moments where you're like, hey, what's that sound? You know, just like Jerry rattling his cup
ooh,
or
that smell.
Scratching on his
exactly.
paper.
Exactly.
Ooh, you smell that
so you're
smell.
You're about you're just you want the tank because you want to be able to have the flexibility to trade back is what
oh, yeah,
you want.
I've kept trade down. But you get to do whatever you want, man. You get to do whatever you want if you get a high quality draft pick. But yeah, I'm here to trade it down. I'm here to add about 7 dudes to play defense, maybe 10.
General.
Yeah.
Your reason for tanking, that future quarterback, draft the best player at that spot, or
man,
like Jeff wants to do, trade that thing back.
I love this segment. I pride myself on giving you direct answers and exact answers. This time, I'm sorry. If it's a top two, I'm going with the quarterback. Anything else, I'm taking the best defensive player sitting there, unless Sewell's still there. I'm just taking the best player available. If it's a quarterback, I'm taking him, right? So, you know, top two, I assume these guys are going 1-2 one way or another. And I want one of them. And I'll tag and trade Dak if that's what it comes to.
Yeah, I kind of feel like that if I'm going to pick that high, that I'm probably looking at the quarterback. If I have the opportunity, because I just don't have a lot of confidence right now of these guys signing this quarterback. You know, they've had opportunities, and whether it's their own fault or an agent's fault, there's been some disconnect there.
I think we're going to go long form on this idea a little bit later on, but Steve Keim, the Arizona Cardinals GM, was like, it doesn't matter if you have Drexler. If Jordan is available, you take the transcendent player. And I would definitely be approaching quarterback like that. If you have the chance to take a potential Jordan, shoot your shot. Don't settle for the perennial all-star or whatever.
I'm with you on that. Hey, Steve, have a drink on me. I agree with you there. Okay, General, I'll go with you on this one.
Yes, sir.
How would you handle things if your boss said you were fat, out of shape, and that's why I fired you?
I would come back better than ever and in better shape than ever. And I would thank him down the road, you know, especially this boss because he's been a hell of a guy to me. Now, if it was a boss I didn't like, I would secretly hope that I had a chance one day to run up behind him at a park and just knock him down, face in the mud, you know. But this boss right here is cool. So I'd thank him for the honest feedback, and I'd come back better than ever, Brian.
Jeffrey.
Oh, I'd retire. Just eat. Yeah.
Retire and eat.
Look, Poe's been in the league for a long time, okay? Go ahead and shut it down. Take it to the house. Ribeyes. Potatoes. Make some roasted potatoes. Mac and cheese.
Ice cream.
Some veggies.
Why would you have veggies if you want to continue to get bigger?
He said roasted potatoes.
I like to make my potatoes where you kind of cut them up.
A little crunchy.
Triangles,
yeah.
And you put the olive oil on there, a little salt, maybe a little garlic if you want to. Pop them in the oven about 425 for 30 to 40 minutes. Hmm. And then, oh boy.
There you go.
If I'd already made like $50 million and my boss was like, all right, I cut you, you're fired because you're fat. I'd be like, well, I'm going to embrace that, you know, until it's time for my revenge body. Like, if he's married and lost a wife, then I'd get shredded and go get a sexy girl because I got money.
I'll tell you what, that's not the direction I thought you would go, but I appreciate the honesty there. How about if I come back with you on this one question, Jeff?
Mm-hmm.
You have a chance to rebuild the Rangers, and they're going to pay you $1 million to do it. Or you can rebuild the Cowboys, and they're going to only pay you $200,000. Which one you doing?
Well, the problem with the Rangers offer is that I just have to turn it down. I'd be like, hey, I don't know how to tell you this, guys, but it's not doable. You don't have any good players in the major leagues or the minor leagues. So with the Cowboys, I could accept the offer because I feel like it's doable. With the Rangers, I would just have to tell them, hey, I'm sorry. I mean, unless you got a decade, you're out of luck. So I'll take the Cowboys.
Plus, you're going to need a former MLB scout to take you under his wing for about 4 or 5 years, get you learned up, you know?
That's true.
Cowboys, I'm damn confident Jeff would build a better team than what they've been doing.
How about you, General? You take the money, or are you going to take the...
Oh, yeah, I want the money.
So you're going to rebuild the Rangers, huh?
Yeah, 100%. Now, are you saying that with this payment, it's rebuilt and good times are happening automatically?
Yeah, you have a chance to rebuild. They're going to pay you. They're going to pay you $1 million for your opportunity, for your efforts to rebuild.
I can see.
Or the Cowboys are only going to give you $200,000 for it.
I could get great people on the job like Belichick has now, but just not get the quarterback. And I'd be sitting there going, all I made over a 3-year period was $600,000. When with the Rangers over a 3-year period, I'd make $3 million. I'm trying to retire, you know, and I think right now I might be able to get an early bird at age 58 when that 401k kicks in. This moves the date way up.
I like it. I'll come back to you on this one, General. Stars New Jersey, good or glow in the dark garbage?
I'm going to go with good. You know, I was around for the first fluorescent boom in the late 80s, and then it was played out. And it ended up being horrible and like a fashion faux pas. I think we're coming much more carefully to the fluorescence and the neon glow styles. And there's times where it can be cool now these days. It's got a little bit of a retro subtle feel to it. Plus, the black with the green light background, the downtown Dallas awesome. Color scheme, I think it's a hit.
I like that. Jeffrey, you have a thought on that?
Yeah, I do. Sorry, I was on the other line. So whatever Gavin said, I'm not totally sure, but I like the Stars New Jerseys. I've always liked the color scheme of black and green. I've always been in on the neon green, and I don't know if that makes me a weirdo. But, yeah, it's the Bank of America building. It's like it's recognizable as Dallas. So I'm super in on the Stars jersey. Love it. Love it.
Hey, didn't Jordan have some neon green Jordans, like neon green and black at one point? I'm sorry. I'm so goofy today.
Black and neon green.
I'm so goofy today. I don't know what's going on with me. Yeah, they were neon and green.
CBD, not THC. You're on the air.
Neon green and black Jordans. You don't remember these guys coming out? Man, I need you right now, Dawson.
I see some black and gray fours with the little neon green, like, shoelace loops, bro. I thought I saw an old fashioned in Jeffrey's hand. Maybe it's you guys are doing a little Thirsty Thursday on us. That sounds fun.
Business.
Oh, here they are. Here they are.
Thank
yeah,
you,
there's
man.
A bunch of them.
Thank
there,
you, man.
God. There was a whole there was a whole series of them.
Sorry, man. Jeffrey
the
got
black
me cracking
and neon
up.
Collection. Yeah. Look at this.
Thank you, man.
You got it. Every year's Jordan was done in black and neon green.
Thank you. Jeffrey got me cracking.
I was talking to Tim.
It's 2013, dude. Good pull. 7 years ago. 28 Days of Flight collection. Looks like a giant waste of money to me, but it was out there.
Oh, I'm glad we got that settled here. Okay. General.
Yes, sir.
Most kick-ass place you'd like to see our G-Bag Nation flag flying?
What's... Top AT&T Stadium. Get right there. Or inside AT&T Stadium right now. You know, it used to happen all the time. It's been on Sunday Night Football, Steelers and Patriots. It's been all over. It's been at the Coliseum in Rome. It's been, but here during the COVID, it's harder to get it out and about. So if somebody could acquire one of those and take it to a cool place like that, heck, any live sporting event right now would be amazing.
Jeffrey, you got any spots? Or are you working on your...
Well, I was going to go with the Coliseum, but as Gavin said, it's already been done. So, like, where's King Tut's tomb? Can somebody get a G-bag flag down to King Tut's tomb, drape it over top of his thing, and take a picture of that?
Walk like an Egyptian? Yeah. Your old deal. Yeah. Machu Picchu would be cool. I don't think it's been there. It has been to Stonehenge.
It's been at a few Steelers games, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Anatolo Vincent takes it out there.
I like it.
Somehow a Steelers fan from Arlington, born and braised.
All right, my last question, you guys. Yeah. Ben DiNucci,
because he's a Steelers fan in Dallas, he's braised.
Yeah, braised. Okay. Toasted. Ben DiNucci, interested to see what happens, or does it really matter?
Oh, I think people are always into watching people die on TV. That's why you get so many views on the really violent videos. Yeah, I'm super interested to see if he lives or dies. It'll be really fun to watch.
Yeah, I'm interested. There's a chance. They're talking him up at practice today. I think we're going to get some of that in Cowboys Twitter. A lot of the players are giving him a big vote of confidence. So anytime you have a new quarterback coming in, it's exciting to see, especially after that first exposure, what sort of adjustments he can make. These next couple of games are going to be really interesting as far as, did you find a diamond in the rough, or is it what you expect to get when you take a quarterback there?
Yeah, I'm interested. I'm totally interested in seeing how he does this week. Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
You got it. Thank you. Brian Broaddus and his sports mix. That's a Friday staple. But tomorrow, Broaddus has the day off. He's going to go watch his boy play some high school football. Who would want to miss a chance to do that?
Appreciate that.
So you got it, man. He'll be back on the air, well, throughout the rest of today, but Sunday for the pre- and post-game show. Then we'll have him back on Monday. Cowboys Twitter and a beat writer pondering how long till they're good again. That's coming up next here in the G-Bag Nation.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.